Pure Dog Talk is the voice of purebred dogs. We talk to the legends of the sport and give you the tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I'm your host, Laura Reeves. And we have kind of a really cool guest today. I have just discovered that there is this thing out there in the world, who knew, called adventure travel with your dog, right? So how much cooler can that be? And so I've asked David Blank, who is the founder of this company, to come and talk to us and tell us about how you can go hang out with your dog and see cool places and have fun on the days that you're not at a performance event or a dog show. So welcome, David. Thanks for coming and joining us.
Oh, hey, Laura. Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's an honor to be here.
Excellent. So I'm super excited for you to tell us more about this. And can you give us a little bit of 411? You know, I was reading your bio and I'm like, good grief, this guy's been everywhere. Tell us how you came to this idea.
Absolutely. Okay. So the name of our company is called Happy Tails Canine Adventure Tours. And we founded the company in 2018. I have been involved in adventure travel. I started working as an adventure tour operator and guide back in 1993. So I've got about 27 years working in travel and adventure travel. And in 2000, I was actually working in a corporate travel job. And I left that and adopted an Australian cattle dog who was in a shelter in Maryland. And I was in Philadelphia at the time. And the rescue called me up and they said, hey, David, we've got a dog down there. He's about to be euthanized Monday morning. This was a Friday afternoon.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And they said they're open for about 3 hours on Saturday. So if you're interested, he's a beautiful dog. Why don't you get down there and take a look? So I went down there. And long story short, he'd been there 3 months. And they put him in a little room with me. And we stared at each other for about 10 minutes. And then he came over and jumped up on my lap, licked my face. And he was my sidekick for over 13 years we
wow.
had together.
Very cool.
Yeah, an amazing dog. His name was Max. And about 3 weeks after I adopted Max, Max was very communicative. He explained to me that he didn't want to be stuck inside anymore. And I had come home from a job interview that I had accepted a really, really great job, but a lot of hours. And Max had eaten my apartment.
Yeah, that's communicative.
Yeah. So I sat down and took some deep breaths for about 5 minutes, and suddenly I heard a voice very clearly in my head, and I looked at him and I said, you're right, I don't want to be stuck inside all day anymore either. And so I called up, I turned the job down, and I put Max on the back of my motorcycle in a crate that I had mounted on there, and 3 weeks later, he and I took off and spent a year traveling around North America.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, it was amazing. Within 3 weeks, we had the most incredible bond. It was like we just could read each other's mind, we were totally synchronized. We just went all over the place and we did about 20,000 miles. And it was the travel and the being together that really created that deep bond so quickly, especially that I see people want. I think we all get dogs because we have that kind of childhood fantasy of having that canine sidekick with us. And what I see a lot of is people, they get dogs and they take them with them. They walk them twice a day. They maybe take them hiking on the weekend or take them to the brewery and have a few drinks and stuff like that. But they're not getting that relationship that they really dream of. And so that's why we created Happy Tails Canine Adventure Tours. We also had a tour company in Panama from 2007 till 2015, my wife and I, she's actually from Panama.
Okay.
And we had three dogs. We took all three of our dogs on all of our tours with us. And the only complaints that we ever got about having the dogs on the tours, and it was pretty much constant, was, this isn't fair. I want to bring my dog with me when I travel.
Right.
So that's when we made the decision, okay, we got to make this opportunity available to other people. So we came back to the States and we did a bunch of work on it. And like I said, we launched last year. And right now we're working on our Southwest tours. We've got two tours coming up, one in April and one in May, and they're 8 days around the Grand Canyon and the best of the Southwest United States.
Very cool. And I think one of the things that a lot of us that are involved with this podcast, people that are out here listening to you, we spend time with our dogs going to dog shows and competing, and the opportunities to just hang out with our dogs are not maybe as many as we would like. So this is kind of an interesting concept, right? And yeah. So one of the things I thought was really fun, and again, we're always, all of us, like, I can't get my dog flown to New York, right? We're all leaving for Westminster Kennel Club and the airlines are so difficult and all of this. So the idea that you get to ride in a bus with your dog sitting on the seat next to you, I love this.
Yeah, for us, it's about the convenience and about just being with them all the time, tuned in, hanging out, being able to relax. Our objective is to provide a safe, hassle-free, all-inclusive adventure event with your dog. So the hotels are all included. Any pet fees are included. Transportation, the tours start and end in Vegas, so the whole 8-day tour loop is included in our coach. We also have all the activities that are included. So we're going to do a boat trip on Lake Powell, another boat trip on the Colorado River up in Moab. We'll do a Jeep tour in Monument Valley out with the Navajo. And, you know, it's just all about having the dog with you without having to worry about, oh, where can I find a place to stay? Or are they going to let the dog go with me? Or, you know, my dog's going to be in the car.
Right.
And I think you really hit the nail on the head is most of us are always doing stuff with our animals, but it's all like things we got to do and not just hanging out and letting dogs be dogs.
Right.
And that's what we are really focused on. Let's get them out there and let dogs be dogs and let them teach us what they have to teach us.
Well, and I love the idea that, you know, I'm in the desert Southwest, but I don't have to worry about leaving my dog in the car when it's 100 degrees because he gets to come hang out with me.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I drive a truck with a special camper shell so that I can have my dogs in the truck and they are cool and everything is okay. But that's a huge life decision that I've made over the years. That's an inconvenience for most people.
Right.
So we're not going to have to leave the dog in the vehicle. They're going to go with us all the time. You're not going to leave the dog at the hotel. And so really, it's just totally hassle-free. And we really want people to learn about how much easier it is to travel with their dogs than some people might have experienced and how much more beneficial it is.
Right.
And so if we can get people out there and doing this, and like I said, you know, I think the dogs have a lot of lessons for us in life. You know, I've got a 15-year-old cattle dog now. It's not the same one that was on the motorcycle with me. And I'm convinced that his whole lesson in life for me is just to laugh and have fun, because at 15 years old, he still jumps up and grabs a leash and pulls on it like a puppy. And he's just a clown. So
nice.
I think all dogs are here with a reason, and we've got something to learn. And by spending that time with them, you know, we can learn it.
Very, very cool. And I want to talk a little bit more about a couple of the things in the tours. But one of the things I wanted to touch on, you mention in your material, and we'll make sure there's a link for you guys, listeners, if you want to go check it out. There'll be a link on the website that you can go find out more about this. But one of the things it said is that you actually have people fill out information so you make sure this is a good fit. So what are the kinds of parameters or requirements that make people good travelers with their dogs on this project?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we do require people to fill out a brief application and then schedule a time to talk to us before they book the tour.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that their dog gets along with other dogs, that their dog is trained and behaves well and isn't going to have problems traveling, that they don't get car sick all the time. And, you know, that they're open to new experiences. A lot of dogs will have kind of little issues here and there, and just like people, and that's normal. But we want to make sure that everybody's safe. That's
right.
Our number one concern.
Perfect.
And that everybody has a good time. So that's really what that's all about.
I think that's perfect. And I think that's important for listeners that might be considering going on this trip. Like, am I going to be surrounded by crazy dogs, or is this going to be copacetic, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, crazy dogs. You know, we want to make sure, like, I had one person, that friend of mine, saying, well, you know, I don't know if I could go on one of your tours. And I said, why is that? He said, well, my dogs are so spoiled that every time we sit down to eat, they just sit there and yap at us until we give them food. And I said, you know, that's a training issue. And if you want to work on it, we can find somebody to work on it with you.
Right.
But yeah, you can't bring your dog on a tour where we're going to be sitting in outdoor seating at restaurants all the time and your dog's just going to yap the whole time. So,
right.
You know, we want to make sure that that's the kind of thing that's not going to happen. But I think people and their relationship and the dog's behaviors are going to transition just because of this fantastic experience.
And right.
We've also seen that the dogs get tired. I mean, it's just so much information for them. You know, new smells, new sights, new sounds. They're traveling. There's all these dogs around. They're going to new places. People are often worried about whether they're going to get along. And what I found is there is so much going on that there's very little problems.
Right. Well, and I think our listeners are people who travel with their dogs pretty consistently, right? They're going to events and they're doing stuff with them. So this is a great group of people to talk to about this.
Yeah.
Hang tight, guys. Got a little bit of information for you. We'll be right back to the podcast in a minute.
Heads up, crew. Join our patrons today. Get immediate access to the support of a closed Facebook chat group, special patrons-only episodes, free mentoring sessions, and more. Just like the NPR of dogdom, Pure Dog Talk brings you the news, the knowledge, and the insight to succeed with your purebred dog. In exchange, our Pure Dog patrons share the love with monthly or annual gifts, and that helps defray the cost of overhead and sort of keeping the MP3s rolling, you know? Hit me up, Laura at puredogtalk.com, and I'll hook you up with the details. The other one that I thought was really fascinating, one of your tours that you have shown on your website, you've got the gal who's doing yoga with the dogs. You know, everybody sees the internet memes about goat yoga and whatever. Like, wow, dog yoga. Perfect.
Yeah, that's going to be a fantastic tour. That is, so her name is Amanda Ree.
Yes.
And Amanda has a company called Sama Dog. And it's about well-being and health for you and your dog. And she is an amazing person. She's just really delightful and wonderfully friendly. And she's got a great dog. And Amanda was the lead educator at the Chopra Center with Deepak Chopra. She worked with him and still works with him for 15 years. And she'll be on the trip with us. And she's going to be like our VIP host. We'll do morning optional yoga and meditation. She'll also do lectures and discussions with people either while we're traveling on the bus at times or, you know, in different places that we go to. She'll also do one-on-one consultations with people that are interested to find out more about their dog's health and diet, nutrition, and based on Ayurvedic teaching, so each individual's body type and personality and things like that.
And I see we are dog people. I hear a dog. This is good.
Yeah, that's my Margie. Margie was a little puppy who ran out in front of my car when I was living down in Panama 10 years ago. And she had no hair. She was covered with mange. And she just like a little two-month-old rat and never expected to even keep her. And she ended up staying with us. And she has just been like the dream dog. She's super intelligent and she's a golden collie mix as best as we can tell. She's absolutely
right.
Beautiful. And you can see her on our website and on our tours. She'll be with us. She's a class act.
Very cool. Very, very cool. So talk a little bit about some of the fun stuff the dogs get to do. Like, I like the idea of, you know, I can take my dog and we can go swim in Lake Powell and some of those kind of things, because I think there's a lot of very fun adventures for the dogs and things that they can get to do with you.
Absolutely. So, yes, we will be going to Lake Powell. They'll be able to go swimming at Lake Powell. We're going to do a boat tour and go explore. Lake Powell is a huge lake that was formed when it was dammed up in the 1950s.
Right.
And we're also going to go on another boat trip and spend time on the Colorado River up in Moab. And we'll have a barbecue dinner on one of the beaches as part of the whole boat trip. So the dogs will be able to run and play on the beach and hang out. We'll be doing hiking in the Grand Canyon. There are limitations in the national parks where the dogs can go just because they're trying to preserve the environment and make sure the dogs aren't bringing anything in.
Right.
But there's many miles of paved trails along the rim with fantastic views that we'll be able to check out at the Grand Canyon and at Bryce National Park. We'll also be doing various hikes throughout the trip, both near Lake Powell and in Moab, Utah. We'll have a free day there and people can join us on a guided hike as an option that's included if they want to, or they can go kayaking or paddleboarding on the Colorado River with some of the dog-friendly companies that we work with, or they can just have the day to hang out in Moab if they want and check it out. So they'll be able to do that. But the dogs will have plenty of opportunities to get out and walk and hike and just enjoy themselves. And with
Excellent.
Amanda, we'll even be doing some special hikes where we're do like maybe some short silent hikes or parts of the hikes as silent where we just focus on our dogs and kind of being in tune with that and what's going on around us in nature.
Well, and another question I had just kind of as I'm listening to you talk, it dawns on me. Talk a little bit about how, I guess, maybe inclusive. So in other words, is this particular tour, is this going to be something that is accessible for people who maybe have some mobility challenges and some of that kind of thing?
So this tour is not designed for people with any serious mobility challenges that
Right.
need like any special access necessarily.
Right.
Because, you know, they'll have to go up and down the stairs, the bus,
Right.
and, you know, we'll be doing some walking. Now, the way that we've done our tours always, 27 years, is that we make everything optional. We're not going to take anybody out there and be like, say to them, you have to hike 10 miles.
Right. Right.
Yeah, we'll get to the Grand Canyon and people will be able to get out and hike 10 miles each way if they want to along the rim, or they can get out and walk 100 yards to the Bright Angel Lodge and get an ice cream cone and hang out and sit and watch all the silly people that hike down to the river.
See, now that's what I'm talking about right there. I want to have the ice cream cone option, not the down to the bottom and back up again option.
Yeah, we like to keep it flexible and we don't want anybody to overexert themselves beyond what they're comfortable with.
Right.
And all the years that I've been doing this, I can really give people some clear information as to based on what kind of shape they're in,
right.
as to what's a good idea for them to do.
Right. Perfect. Perfect. That's just ours. And our dogs, right? Like some of our dogs maybe are a little bit couch potatoes and we don't need to drag them to the bottom of the Grand Canyon and back up again.
Exactly. Yeah, we want to keep the dogs healthy. That's part of the reason we're doing the tours in the spring and then again in the fall and
right.
not doing it in the summer just because of the excessive heat that happens in that area.
Yep.
So, you know, the dog safety is definitely a premium for us. And we want to make sure that everybody comes and has a fantastic time and goes home having had a great trip,
Perfect.
Including the dogs, because they're going to go tell all their buddies at the dog park about it.
And so now you mentioned this is like a brand new concept. You're very excited about it, as you should be. And do you have other areas of the country or the world or other things that you've sort of got planned for people to think about coming up in the future?
For right now, we're focused on these two trips, but our plans are to start with, we're actually going to move our company out to California. We've been based in North Carolina for the past year for a variety of reasons. So we're going to move out to California the end of this month, which is February 2019. And we are going to do a variety of shorter trips. We're going to start setting up like 2 to 3 day trips out of different centers like San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, Orange County, San Jose, those areas.
Right.
And then long term, we'll also be setting up trips to the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
Canadian
Sand.
Rockies. Yeah. Hopefully by 2020, we'll have some trips to New England and the Canadian Maritime provinces as well.
Wonderful.
And our goal is to actually be able to charter some flights so that we can all travel with our dogs long distance without having to worry about it. And we'll actually do it just like we do it with our coaches, with our buses. We'll have the dogs, we'll be on the plane with you, sitting in a seat beside you.
Now that's what I'm talking about. And I can tell you right now, I've got 5,000 people just on my Facebook page all saying, please, could we charter a flight to Westminster Kennel Club?
Yeah, I think it's a great way to do it. And, you know, it could be a lot of fun, a great adventure to get everybody out there. And you have your dog with you, so we don't have any of the concerns that I know we all have when we're flying our dogs.
Yep, absolutely. We're all talking about it right now as we're getting ready to leave for the garden. There's one airline left, basically, that you can get a dog on. It's insane. So we like this kind of idea.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, I think the main thing is people have access to the link to be able to sign up for the tours.
Yep.
And when they do that, you know, they're going to fill out that application. And they can choose and we'll get them on a mailing list and we'll keep people updated as
Perfect.
To upcoming tours and events so that they always know what's going on. We also do private tours and can plan tours for private individuals and groups. So people are more than welcome to contact us about that, and we can set that up for them.
I'm just saying, guys, listeners, Pure Dog Talk Tour, right?
Yep.
Totally.
I mean,
fun.
I think that's a fantastic idea. We set up a tour with your listeners. You know, we can set them up regionally
yep.
and do some really cool stuff that fits the group. you know, we love the idea of doing that kind of thing. We love the idea of doing tours, for example, with trainers.
Right.
Where we can actually work with a trainer to set up a curriculum that meshes with an itinerary, and we really create an opportunity for them to get their clients out and do some training.
Also
welcome the opportunity to do fundraising tours, and we're working with some organizations that work with veterans and dogs that are being trained to be PTSD service dogs, and setting up some fundraising tours with them so that they can promote that to the big donors. And that way they have multiple days to spend with them, talk about what they're doing, raise some money, get people out, having the experience with the dogs and really understanding why the dogs are so key in helping so many different people out there.
I love that. That's genius. Excellent. Okay, well, Dave, I really appreciate your time, and I wish you the very best success with this endeavor. It sounds fabulous to me. I'm excited.
Thank you. Well, we're looking forward to getting you on a tour and
getting
a bunch of your listeners and your friends and everybody from the Westminster Kennel Show. So we'll try to send you a Happy Tails t-shirt and hat and umbrella, and you can walk around the Westminster Kennel Show for a few days promoting the Happy Tails tour.
There you go. There you go. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, you just have a great day, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. I really appreciate this opportunity.
As always, if you have any questions or input, we'd love to hear from you. The show notes and links to resources on today's topic are available at puredogtalk.com. Drop us a note in the comments or email to laura@puredogtalk.com. Remember, guys, this podcast is for you. So if you want to know something, give me a holler. We'll do a podcast for you. If you wouldn't mind, you could help me out here. Take a couple minutes to visit iTunes and give us a review. The Dog Show Superintendents Association is a proud supporter of Pure Dog Talk. Our dog show superintendents are the hardworking people who make the dog show function. They are advocates for education and mentorship in the purebred dog fancy. So stop by the super's desk at your next show. Tell them how much you love Pure Dog Talk and give them a shout out for their support. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us on Pure Dog Talk.